Hey, Trashy Divorces listeners. Today we have an extra special surprise for you, and one that just might revive your faith in humanity just a little bit.
So there is a new podcast out by a contestant from season 22 of The Bachelor. We know a lot of you are fans. So this is from Kendall Long. It is called Down to Date. Kendall brings two people into the podcast studio for a blind date. And at the end, we find out whether they are down to date.
I like the song there.
I mean, everybody needs a song.
So you'd probably expect the subjects to get a little performative with it. But what actually happens is that people take it seriously, get unguarded, and end up making a really cool, earnest, heartfelt podcast.
It's super sweet. Down to Date gamifies the first date format. So Kendall has guests draw from the jar of questions you should never ask on a first date, or like guests are challenged to tell their life stories in 60 seconds, which it turns out is really, really difficult and often just hilariously awkward.
Love isn't just a battlefield. It can be game too.
Yes.
So I love the games. Trashy Divorces covers the end of things. Down to Date starts at the very beginning, and the show is a pretty good tonic for real life these days.
Not kidding. Okay, so while you're listening to this clip from the show, go subscribe to Down to Date with Kendall Long wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find a link in the episode notes that will take you right to the show, and then you just mash that subscribe button like you do.
It's a really sweet podcast. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy it as much as we did. Who's Down to Date with Kendall Long? Cheers, y'all. Keep it trashy.
What kind of type do you normally have when it comes to dating?
I'm kind of like my dad. I do like the blondes and blue eyes.
Okay. Oh, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and male
you.
Version.
Exactly. I mean, a few little work done there.
Yeah, yeah, you know, just a few little tweaks here or there.
I'm not super vain, but I want somebody that's active, obviously. I'm not the most active person, but I still feel like I'm a solid
active
8.
Together.
So if I can get a 7, I'll be happy.
Hey peeps, this is Kendall Long, and you're listening to Down to Date Podcast, the podcast where we bring two complete strangers into our studio and see if they are a match made in podcast history. So without further ado, let's bring out our two contestants, James and Michael.
Cheers to you, good sir.
Oh, yes.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
And cheers to you,
I feel
you,
like, I feel
Kendall.
Like as the third wheel, you know.
Mm. The professional third wheel.
Yes. Mm. I am a, yeah. Actually,
well, wait,
it's true.
Are you taking?
What are we drinking?
Professional third wheel. We are drinking vino.
It's a red blend, guys. If anybody wonders what kind of vino.
You never know what kind of red you like, so you got to blend them all together.
Yeah,
that's my ideology. We are going to start off by getting you guys to know a little bit about each other. I like to call this story time. So I'm going to give you guys each 1 minute to tell your entire life story in as much detail as possible.
Okay.
So this is like, I like to think of this as your pitch. You know, you're kind of giving a pitch about yourself. You're telling like your interests, things you're, you know, into your life. Like when you were a kid, up to adulthood, pets, family.
Okay.
You know,
all the things.
So with that being said, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Here we go.
I'm going to take charge.
Oh, taking charge.
They call me Bossy Bar.
All right, James, you have 1 minute on the clock. Your entire life story in 1 minute in as much detail as possible. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Get set. Go.
I was born in 1993 in the middle of nowhere, Texas. I had one older sister. Still do. I don't know why I had. I have two parents. Still do. Had a dog. Don't. Still do. I was not a popular child. Then I grew up and like became class favorite. So cheers to that. I graduated high school in 3 years and went on to college. And I graduated from the University of Texas. I have a degree in journalism and a degree in finance. I'm not using either one of them. I moved to California because I was a gay man in Texas and that doesn't work that well. And then after I moved to California, I became a bartender for a while. And then Oh, this is actually going pretty quickly.
I know.
So I moved to California, became a bartender, because that's what you do. And then I started a company. And if you are in the need for a company, I own a company called Security Deposit. So if you're a shitty landlord, I will get my clients' security deposit back. And that's where I'm currently at. And now I'm on a date with this lovely man.
Hi.
Wow. You're good. Impressive.
Thank you.
I love that. All right, so I feel like you've had a lot going. You did a move, big moves, as one does in Los Angeles. I feel like there's a lot of big moves going on.
No one's from here.
Yeah, no one's. I'm from here.
Yeah, you're a very, very, very
rare
bird.
I know.
Very, very rare bird.
Yeah, rare bird, but you know.
That's why you found somebody, because you're rare.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
I was walking, I was like, are you taken? And you were married.
I am taken.
Lovely.
There's a man in my life.
Okay.
Somebody didn't watch your show.
This is
I did
true.
Want to research.
This is good, though. Researching is good. You want to go in blind, going completely unprepared. Are you ready for your 1 minute, Michael?
I feel like I'll do it in 5 seconds.
Five seconds. Ooh, challenge accepted. All right, your whole entire life story in 1 minute or 5 seconds in as much detail as possible. On your mark, get set.
All right.
Go.
I am from a small town in Ohio where the birth of football took place. I have 2 siblings, one nephew and a niece on the way. Then I moved out here after going to college in Orlando, Florida for a film. Moved out here doing TV. So I'm behind the scenes in TV. And then to move out here, we did a cross-country trip, which was a story into itself.
You have to do it at least once.
Everything. And then I've just been doing that and moving up the ladder and acquiring friends and resume accolades, I suppose you'd say.
Gotta build up that resume.
I know.
He has a job.
This is good. Having a job is good. Mark that on the list, you know, has a job.
See, look at that.
You still have 15 seconds left.
I know. So,
hobbies?
That's it. Oh, God. Concerts.
Oh, that's an amazing hobby.
And vino.
Yeah, and vino. Vino and concerts. Vino. All right, well, you still have 3 seconds,
and
but,
eating.
You know, eating. All right, we all have this in common. Wine
exactly.
And eating.
Yep.
You guys are both from small towns.
We are.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah, so I've never been really from a smaller town. How do you feel like that has something to do with, like, how you date, what you're looking for in a partner, like, being from a small town?
I'll go.
Okay.
I don't think that it has so much to do with how you date as to what you don't date.
Mm.
Because when you're in a small town, you find that the pot to pick from is very, very, very limited. And so you find out more what you don't want.
Mm.
That was for me anyway. I grew up, like I said, in a very, very small town where a lot of people were not driven. They're never getting out of there. And I was very much like, this is not the life that I want. And so many people are just like, well, I graduated. I'm out of school for 6 years. I never made it out of this town. And Pete down the street is good enough.
Yeah.
I don't want Pete's dick.
Yeah. You like have higher aspirations.
That's right.
Exactly.
I had higher aspirations.
So you moved to a city.
That's right.
Because I always felt like being from a small town, maybe when you dated, it is such a smaller grouping, but you almost feel like there isn't so much distraction.
Right.
You know, with a lot of different kinds of people to date. So in that way, I almost feel like there's an allure to a small town, being from a city myself, maybe, you know. Yeah.
So you settle? No, thank you.
No, I agree, though. Uh-huh. I do agree.
Yeah.
You bring up a very strong point. All right. So after getting to know a little bit about each other, we're going to try to strike fear, okay, with a relationship. This is the jar of questions you never want to bring up on a first date.
Oh, God.
Okay. I just added some new questions to this today. So, you know they're pretty crazy. I feel like, James, I feel like you're just ready.
Am
to
I?
Go for,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything you hope that there isn't on one of these questions?
Oh, God. STD status?
Oh, this is true. Best to be avoided. I don't think there's any STD.
You don't want to know.
No.
Oh, I guess you you don't want to know. Okay. Just read it?
Yes.
What habits do you have that annoy other people?
Ooh. Oh, God.
Job interview here.
Job interview. Probably my voice. See, we're
Your
on
voice?
A podcast. Well, it's very low and mumbled, and so
I feel like it's calm and soothing.
Well, thank you. But in, oh God, and especially like if you're out, you know, and you have all that noise to compete with, and you're telling a story, and sometimes I'll get lost in the story on top of it. So if you're listening to me, it's just so hard to keep track of everything.
So you're really good at calming people down, you know, and
sure.
Yeah,
like it's just, you know? Oh my God. They'll be like, can you go from A to Z and not all over the map with your story, please?
Or A to Z, you know.
Exactly. Probably more so that.
How about you? Do you have any, James?
Oh,
do you have any?
I didn't know I had to answer
this. Oh, yeah,
one.
You got to answer these too. It's not a one way street.
No, I'm pretty much perfect. No. Let's see. Annoying habits that annoy other people. Well, you've been talking to me a while. What annoys you about me?
This isn't for me to answer.
Oh, okay, great.
But well, nothing yet.
Well,
nothing
oh, fantastic. No, I think I think that I have a little bit of. I'm not such a great listener. I like to be the center of attention. Back to astrology, Gemini, and I'm very much. a person that intervenes into the conversation rather than just sits back and says, oh, great. Well, that's wonderful. Which I think can be good and bad, but like some people would like to get their point across before being interrupted. And I am an interrupter.
Oh, okay. Well, with that being said, question number two.
I'm a Taurus. I don't know what that means, though.
I don't know. I'm going to say your compatibility is good because, okay, you know, good. We all hope for good compatibility with our stars.
Yeah, let's hope. We'll keep the show going. Oh, awesome. What's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Oh.
Oh, God. So I really hope for the sake of the show that this blows up, but for the sake of myself, I hope this does not. with that being said, like I said, small town. The mayor's house in my very small town had a like trellis ladder up to the top. It had a very large rotunda, kind of like a castle looking house. I don't know why this happened, but it did. And I climbed that ladder and I had a very good time with a lady friend. Blast from the past, folks.
Really?
Not a gold star game. Not a gold star game.
You know what that is? A gold star game? No, what is a gold star game?
You've never been with a woman. There's also platinum gay, if people don't know about that.
What's
and
platinum?
That means you're born C-section. I mean, you've never touched a pussy.
Oh, so would you say one aspires, or is it you don't really care what experiences you have?
I mean, I can't go back now, so...
I'm like bronze medal gay. Bronze is good. Bronze medal. I'll take bronze medal.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything lower than that.
No. You just, there is no medal.
You're just bi at that point.
This is true.
But anyway, so yeah, had the had sex on the mayor's roof.
That's pretty
didn't
crazy.
Get caught.
This
was
is
a beautiful,
good. Until
beautiful
now.
Night. And now it's out and about for the mayor to do. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's good, you know, you experienced all your different all options, and mm-hmm. I feel like after that you know what you're looking mm-hmm. for, and especially on a roof.
Masturbated
you know?
On a lawnmower one time.
A lawnmower?
You know, it's crazy.
Was it like one of those moving lawnmowers?
It was definitely a riding lawnmower.
Were you a teenager?
Yeah, I was 16.
You can masturbate anywhere when you're a teenager.
You can.
I feel
you
like that's,
can.
You know.
Literally aluminum turns you on when you're 16.
Aluminum, okay.
I've actually watched a documentary on objective sexuals, people who are into like objects, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mary the Eiffel Tower and whatnot.
Yes, yeah, you've seen it. You have seen it.
It's... interesting.
Well, that being said, you can't avoid the questions.
I can't. I don't know if this is the craziest that I've ever had sex, but or place I've ever had sex, but it's definitely the you have to take a couple showers after, which is of course the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sand really does get everywhere.
I was gonna say sand.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like almost like sandpaper.
I mean, in the sheets, all over your crevices, it gets everywhere.
See, it already gets everywhere not having sex. So I can imagine, like, right. If sex is involved, like, it gets even more.
Yeah.
It's even difficult.
I mean,
difficult.
It makes sense. But when you're in the moment, you don't think about it. And then you get home, you're like, this is its own STD.
Yeah.
It's like 3 days to
it's
get
like
out
glitter.
Of everywhere.
You know, you can't get rid of glitter. You can't get rid of sand.
STDs are a common theme here, I find.
Yeah, this is true.
So, somebody's got one.
Glitter, the fashion STD.
Exactly. Well, let's hope there's no STD questions this one.
I want this pink
I kind of hope there is.
Do you believe in... Oh, no. Do you believe in abortion?
This is getting heavy. This is where it gets serious. It switches.
Yes. I think that people definitely have the right to choose.
Yeah.
With that being said, I don't think it should be used as a form of birth control.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that there's a lot of things that go into it. I don't think any decision to have an abortion is easy. I definitely had a friend that I went with to get an abortion. So she was definitely emotionally traumatized, but she certainly had her reasons. And whether I was supportive or not, I went with her and stood by her side. And I think that it's something that, you know, people don't make the decision lightly. Nobody wants to do that, but sometimes it's better for everybody involved.
Yeah, exactly. How about you, James? How do you feel about that?
Same. I think woman's choice Well, it's going to be a woman's choice. I was like, we don't have to worry about that particular
issue. This is true, actually.
Issue. But I'm all about woman's choice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Commonality.
Yay.
With that, we're going to have one more crazy question, and then we're going to go into the next section.
I'll do the other pink one.
Ooh, okay.
The gays love the pink.
Oh. Have you ever had a secret relationship?
Ooh.
Every one of them? Yeah, definitely every one of them. Small town from Texas. My parents do not know I'm a homosexual. So okay. Shout out to mom and dad. So yeah, every one of my relationships has been undercover. Not necessarily with friends and all that stuff. Maybe back in college more. I lived with a lot of straight guys. Was in a frat for a little while. Those are very undercover.
Do you feel like keeping it secret affects your relationships?
I think to a point. I think that I've always said if I found the right person that I would not let that stand in the way. I certainly wouldn't cast that person to the side. Mm-hmm. At some point, you know, you have to live your life for yourself. And I certainly understand that. But my parents have been fantastic support system in my life. So I wasn't quite ready to let them go. And hopefully that won't happen.
Yeah.
But in case it does, I think you have to find the right person. And I think with gay people in general, I think we have an extra step.
Exactly.
And that is coming out. Straight people don't have to do that. And so that extra step just hasn't seemed like the right time yet. But with that being said, I'm certainly ready to do that if I have to.
Yeah. One hopes not to have secrecy forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, of course, having like that right. release and let go.
I mean, I can't that show, yeah. You know. Surely my mom and dad don't know.
How about you, James?
I have not. But I've also
or
not
Michael,
really...
I'm sorry, I called you James.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even catch it. I actually have a bad dating history, and I don't seem to go past
great.
Like I know. I don't go past like a month or three. So I've never the only person to secret to would probably be my parents as well, but only because
really.
Well, I just don't think to tell them until it gets serious.
Yeah,
you know, why bring up a name if in a month to three, they're not going to know it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. You want to make sure that you...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, I've never had to experience that, so I can only imagine it's incredibly difficult to have to go through that step mm-hmm. and to, like, open up and to feel like you can't be completely 100% yourself, especially yeah. with people that you absolutely love.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, here's to, you know?
Here's yes. to it, babe.
Here's to it. Here's to it.
Cheers to you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm out though. So.
This is good.
But I got lucky. I do say I got lucky because I will say that I don't know how this will affect you or whatnot, but I found out that all my friends they're out as well, but their families weren't as accepting, mm-hmm. and I got really lucky because my family was.
Yeah.
And it just became more obvious like when my family would visit, and then my friends are just being like. Kind of envious of that, like, oh, I want my family to come to the gay club and be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny is they're native to California.
Really?
Yeah. And their family's less accepting. And then my small town Ohio family, more accepting.
Yeah.
You know, like in their circles, when they've come out, they've had to just not talk about it. They're fine as long as they don't hear about it.
That's so interesting. You know, everyone wants the person that they're dating to be accepted by their family. I know that's a hugely impactful for myself. If my family has not accepted all the people that I've dated, thankfully they accept my boyfriend currently. But when your family doesn't accept the person you're dating, that's like, it changes your life. It does. It changes how you go about things. And I'm not saying that I 100% know what it's like, but I feel like I understand like the push and pull of like having to please everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, so with that being said, we are going to lighten the mood a little bit.
Thank you.
When we come back, we are going to go to game time, so stay tuned. All right, guys, welcome back to Down to Date. I'm Kendall Long, and we are going to see if these two people, James and Michael, are a match made in podcast heaven. So we had a pretty intense... This jar, we're going to get rid of this jar, because these questions are very intense. We're going to go... to something a little more lighthearted. This is game time. I mean, awesome. Depending on how competitive you are, mm-hmm. we'll see. Because the game we like to play is the debate game.
Okay.
Are you fiercely competitive, James?
Yeah.
Yeah? This is good.
Pretty competitive.
Michael, are you competitive?
Yeah.
And I like to win.
So this will be great, you know? This will be great. Crazy competitiveness. All right. So I'm going to come up with a topic. And the topic is, are cats better or are dogs better? I'm going to assign you. So, Michael, I'm going to say you're a dog person.
Okay.
And James, you are a cat person. Michael, you're going to have the floor first. You're going to convince me that cats are the best. Okay?
All right.
And then you're going to, don't feel free. Go back and forth. You want to prove to him that dogs are the best.
All right.
Are you ready? Set. Go.
Fantastic. Cats are simply the best because as a traveler, as somebody that likes to go out of town, cats are self-sufficient. They can take care of themselves. Put some food in that bowl, put some water in there to drink, and you can go out of town for a week, 2 weeks. Get a bigger litter box. It's going to stink when you get back. But with that being said, when you come back, they're still going to love you. They're never going to love you as much as a dog, but they're independent. And so get a cat. They'll love you when you're there. They won't hate you when you're gone.
What do you think, Michael? What do you think about that as a dog lover?
As a dog lover, the cats don't love you. They could not care if you were dead. So when you come home, don't
There's
you want
no
a fluffy little nugget to come like chasing you to the door and just love on you? Also, dogs don't have as nasty a claws.
You this know? Is fact.
Yeah, you know, you ever seen a cat owner?
You can declaw those bitches. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's the only pussy I'm ever gonna get!
I was wondering if it was gonna come out.
But,
I
you
was
know,
wondering.
You look like a cutter sometimes, you know, when you're a cat owner, because it's just all up and down, you know.
People are into that sometimes. You never know.
Sometimes. But,
and
you know,
cats, you can get, I guess you can get a dog like this to it, besides the point. Cats you can get that do not shed, and they bathe themselves. You don't have to worry about bathing them. They actually, you don't have to take them out to go to the bathroom when you're tired at night, when you come home, and you're drunk, and you're like, oh, I just want to go to bed. Cat's already done its
I feel that at
done
a deep level.
Done its thing in the potty box, and a dog, you got to take out.
Oh, no, they'll wake you up. They run all up and
yeah,
down
but I don't
want to
be woken
2 a.m.
up.
In the morning.
Mm-mm.
No, the cat.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, he'll sing the song of his people.
Exactly. From all
so
up and
who
down.
Won, cat or dog?
I will say, James, you give some compelling arguments.
Okay. But you're a dog person.
I'm a dog person. Okay, I'm biased. I do love dogs. I lived with a cat one time, and it clawed me to death.
See?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
You can have the dog, to be honest. I'm a dog person, too. So.
But you really did have a very compelling argument for cats.
Yeah, great.
I will say that I do love your fight for cats.
Garfield here all the way.
Yes. Okay, that being said, I feel like we're going to go through another debate.
Okay.
And this debate is, does a straw have one hole or two? So, James, you're going to say a straw has one hole. Michael, you're going to say a straw has two holes. And Michael, I'm going to have you start this time because James started last time. So go for it.
It visually has two holes. Also, one does the suction, the other does the pouring in. So that's two different functions. So it must mean two different holes. One's an exit and one's an entrance is what I'm trying to say. Wow, that's a big old metaphor, isn't it? which means I clearly won and I'm winning. Yeah, I mean, you can see into one and out the other. Clearly two holes.
What about you, James?
I don't think I'm smart enough for this question. let's pop a Molly and get with the universe here. We'll try to answer these questions.
Cerebral conversations.
Let me see.
Here.
A straw certainly is has one hole. Because it does. Because it fucking does. And that's all I gotta say. It has one fucking hole. No, a straw has one hole because it's, yeah, I don't know. A straw might have two holes.
You know?
No,
it's a compelling argument.
Yeah.
Very compelling argument.
Yeah.
One can
it is.
Say that maybe there's no disconnection.
I thought about that, but I was that two different functions, really.
I
guess it is one function. I don't know.
It's one hole, but anyway.
Do you think it's one hole?
I think it's one hole.
You explained this.
Okay, you're going to take both sides of the
argument.
Yeah,
take
one
both
hole
sides.
Well, if you made the straw, you're just, oh.
Mm.
Well, it depends on how you make the straw. If you roll it, it's one hole, but if you have to puncture it.
Mm.
Oh,
see?
Shit. See? Never
Guys,
mind.
Guys, this is like some
Physics.
Heavy duty.
This is
heavy,
really
duty
heavy
debate.
Duty.
Yeah. We might start like a internet war.
Honestly.
I would love to see those comments, actually.
Yeah. Please comment and tell us if you think a straw has one hole or two holes.
Yeah. We want to know.
Yeah. So far, we have the argument for two holes. We need a very compelling argument
There's
for one hole.
There's going to definitely be a physicist that comes out here and explains why.
I sure hope we have a physicist.
Yeah.
Oh, Yeah. Hands down. I would love to have someone like...
He's going to call us flat earthers. He's going to be like, do you not know anything?
Yeah, well, this has been a debate going on. Yeah.
It doesn't really matter because straws are going by.
This is true. Guys, don't save use the straws. They're bad for the environment. Mm. Exactly. We've all learned a lesson here.
You don't need a straw to drink wine.
Well,
there you go.
You see, you don't. Mm. Unless it's red wine, you get it all over your teeth.
That's true. Yeah. I live that way.
All right, so without further ado, after game time, we're going to try to get in depth. And I know we kind of got in depth earlier, but I feel like these questions that you have in front of you challenge you to kind of get to know each other at an even deeper level. Cool. So what you're going to do is you're going to each take turns reading the question on the card, and the other person's going to answer. And you're both going to have to answer the card, as one does, because you can't get away from it. Okay. But you're going to be doing an interview process. And what you don't know is I'm not going to be here for it. I'm going to take my wine, and I'm going to give you guys a little bit of alone time.
All right. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. They did go deep pretty quickly. Have you ever been in love, and when was the moment you knew?
I'm a person that definitely believes in love at first sight. There was a guy. Like I said, I was a bartender. There was a guy that walked into my bar, and I wasn't expecting to turn around and see him, but I thought he was extremely attractive, and it was very, very quickly that we started a conversation, and the conversation really never stopped. I fell in love in the first time.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a quick process. Didn't work out, but it was quick.
I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Mine was similar. It was actually in a social setting where alcohol is involved.
As one is.
You know.
Or as one does.
But also, it did not work out. So I don't know what that means. But here we are.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want some more wine?
Sure.
Let's do a little bit more wine.
Okay.
You first.
Oh, I've never been more scared of red wine than
I know this white tablecloth, right? Table. I don't want to finish the bottle.
It's almost like a game.
I'm going to finish the bottle.
I feel like this is the fourth
challenge.
I feel
like you should know who you're getting. I'm going to finish the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No judgment.
No judgment. Okay.
It wasn't the whole bottle to yourself. We split it between three people.
It's like I barely had a sip. Okay. Do you believe people are born inherently good or evil?
Inherently good. I choose to believe that.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Otherwise, I would just slip my wrist right now.
Oh, Jesus. Do you want to talk about it?
No. Yes? Is that the point of the show? No. I have to. I think they are. I think there's just people that, you know, if they skew the other way, then that's just some sort of defect. You know?
Yeah. I think people are born inherently good as well. But I think that we all have situations in life that come to pass that definitely point us down a certain path, you know. And I think, like I said, I think they're good. But I don't think a person that turns evil was without reason. I think that...
Well, what type of reason?
Well, I think that, like, life can be... It can be frustrating, and people don't deal with it as well.
Right.
I don't think that
people
are...
They don't have the tools sometimes.
They don't have the tools, yeah. Exactly. I don't think people intentionally are born and they're like, I'm going to be a serial killer. I think that they're a product of the environment that they were put into, and things happened along the way that made them a little bit angry.
They
couldn't process it. With that being said... Don't be freaked out by this, but I really got into watching these documentaries on YouTube about serial killers, and all of them are very young when they start killing, live things, small animals, or start collecting roadkill, and that is terrifyingly frightening. And so there is a possibility that people are definitely born with a problem.
Right,
but I think good is probably the answer. I like to believe that good is the answer.
Yeah. I agree there, too. I mean, you just can't press it. But as long as you're not yourself collecting the trading cards of serial killers.
Next.
I'm good. Let's see. On your deathbed, what do you think your last wish will be?
I am a religious person, so I think my last wish will be Jesus Christ, I hope I did enough to get into the pearly gates, and I hope you have a great sense of humor, Jesus. It's going to be needed.
Oh, God. I've never thought what my last wish would be of all the, I wouldn't call it morbid, to think about, you know, your future and your inevitable, you know, outing of this world. But I did have that scenario. I thought, what if you get to the pearly gates and it's just like an exit exam from college, like God's there like, and you just have to sit, but you know, you can't.
And he's just like, F.
You can't talk to God like that. So you know you're just sitting there all awkwardly and just being like, and he's just.
But you just know you didn't study for the test.
You just.
Yeah. You went out and partied instead.
It's sort of the same wish because you're just like.
Just roll up with a hangover.
And you just want to be like, I just want to explain it. No. Like, I want to explain that one time.
You know? Like, yeah, he's like, no, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. I saw it.
Also, you've masturbated an ungodly amount of times.
Yeah. And the
you
it, does it matter if a straw is two sides or one side? You put it up your nose. When was a time you were really scared?
I say in the moment, like I say in these questions, I've you know you get this question a lot, honestly, and like even in interviews, job interviews, and I'm like, I don't know, you know, because I just in the interview I don't recall.
Did you like, answer the question?
No, because, well, I'm saying once you're past whatever gave you the fear,
okay,
you've moved past it. And for me, I don't hang on to the fear, and so I don't recall it. So when I like bring it up, I'm like, I don't remember, you know?
Yeah.
It's a terrible answer, but I legitimately like never pinpoint a time.
Okay, so...
I pushed through it. I pushed through the fear.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good quality. Yeah, I like it. I'll write that down in the check column.
Okay.
For me, when it was time, I was really scared. I'm really afraid of heights. It's just something I've been born with. Okay. We went to the Grand Canyon, and I was looking over, and, you know, I feel really bad about this. They have those donkey rides.
Yeah.
They're under you, and you're looking over... And there's like a railing, but you can still see over and just vomited everywhere.
On the donkey.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Aww. Hundreds of feet below. I'm pretty sure I heard somebody. I was chunky that day, it seemed like. And then same scenario, went to Niagara Falls and just got really that deep, deep butt clench. You know, when you're like really fucking frightened. Yes. It's just, it's, you know, heights is not my thing. So every time I get really high up there, fucking scared. Planes don't bother me though. So let's go somewhere. Travel.
Done. I have a weird thing. I'm afraid of falling from heights, but I'm not afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Grand Canyon once and I was just had this irrational fear that someone's going to be playing football, like just a casual game, you know, like just you and your buddy throwing the ball around and then it's going to knock me over the edge as I'm sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally legit.
Okay.
What is a pet peeve of yours?
Oh, Jesus. Why is pet peeve called pet peeve?
Do not have the answer.
Okay.
Moving on. You can Google later. Just don't Google my name.
A pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
Used incorrectly. It's like, come on, people. That, and because I've been in the service industry so long, I work downtown Los Angeles,
okay,
and I see so many people come in that are wearing suits, ties, you know, they're in the financial industry, they're working for PwC, they're working for, you know, whatever law firm you want to pick from, and it baffles me the amount of people that are unable to make eye contact and order like a fucking adult. I'm like, you've got a fucking job and went through a goddamn interview and you can't fucking order a glass of fucking water? Like, shoot me in the fucking face. That is my biggest pet peeve. Fucking read a menu and fucking talk like an adult. Jesus Christ.
I'll bounce off of yours. I was a barista for a hot second and it was when I was back home in Ohio.
So you're not rich? I'm joking. I'm totally joking. Don't even. That was a joke. Didn't hit. It's fine.
But I don't know why, even in a small town, I was sort of bougie to this effect. And when they would come through and order a caramel macchiato, they go, I want that caramel macchiato. I would correct them and they would correct me right back. And so that's another internet debate, I feel like, is caramel or caramel? Yes. First of all, macchiato is macchiato. We are correct on that. Thank you,
everyone. It is caramel, though.
I like the bougie way of saying it.
Caramel?
I love caramel, yeah.
Caramel's well, if we want to be bougie, nicer. Let's go to Carmel and call it a day. Hey. Are we good? No more?
You guys are great on your own.
Thank you.
You don't need me.
No.
You know, I see sparks flying. All right, on that note, we are going to be taking a little bit of a break.
Cool.
And up next, we have honesty time. This is the time to be feared.
Oh,
so
God.
Stay tuned, guys. Coming up.
Now I
drink
have
all the wine.
All right, guys, welcome back to Down to Date, the podcast where we act as a fly in the wall and see if our two strangers are down to date. So, James,
mm-hmm.
You know, you met Michael. I feel like I see a little bit of chemistry going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are both from small towns.
I think he's a little nervous.
Yes.
To be expected. I mean, we don't know each other, so... I get that. But I think once he started opening up, he was a really genuine person.
Yeah.
And I thought he was attractive. And I don't know. I felt something.
Okay.
I don't know. I might be interested.
Maybe a little interested.
Yeah.
Are there any red flags that you heard throughout? Anything that you're maybe like, oh, you know, maybe that's something that I wouldn't be looking for, or something that I would maybe want to talk further about maybe on a second date?
Honestly, no, not really.
That's good.
Which, that's good, right?
We like no red flags.
So, yeah, I know. So it's one of those things where you're like, I feel like as humans, we're inherently very picky.
Yes.
Especially when people are watching us. Sometimes we're like, oh, this person doesn't check that box. This person doesn't check that box. But honestly, I don't really have boxes, to be honest. It's either you have a connection with somebody or you don't.
I agree.
I'm not saying that I felt the world's like sparks go off, but I think
it's hard to with the lights.
I think if the lights weren't on us, I could see it working.
Okay. That's good. We like that. We like potential.
Yeah,
for something.
I see. I have potential. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I feel like, you know, given the environment, I mean, the one thing I was surprised about with you is that you were in the beginning very jokey and funny, and then I saw you get really serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, I admire that in you. You can bring the jokes, you can make it funny, and then you can really get down to the nitty-gritty when you need to.
Yeah, I mean, life has, you know, two sides, and life is not always fun. Life is can be hard at sometimes. But, you know, I definitely am a person that tries to make the best out of every situation. With that being said, we have loss of life, we lose our jobs, we have highs and lows, and sometimes you gotta make the best of it, but you also gotta be realistic.
Yeah.
And sometimes somebody just had a shitty fucking day, and they don't want fucking jokes. They want to be they want a partner to be there with you.
Yeah.
And so I definitely want to convey that I am.
Yeah, you show those different
that I'm
elements.
Personal.
I think that's a rarity to find on a first date, and also a rarity to find on a first date that's being watched by many people. So
thanks.
Thank you for being open. And
God, pat on the back.
Great. Actually, I have to say, when James first walked... Oh, sorry, not... I keep mixing people's names up. When Michael first walked in, mm-hmm. What was your first impression?
You know, when he first walked in, I thought he was very good looking. I thought he was well-dressed. I thought he was professional looking. I thought he was in that 10-year age gap. So I didn't think he was too old.
This is good.
I thought he was in fairly good shape.
Checking off the boxes.
Yeah,
you said
we're
you
checking
had no
off
boxes,
the boxes. Yeah, but I guess we do. I guess we all kind
of
inherently do. Yeah, but I thought he was open and he was not closed off. He didn't, you know, he looked me in the eye and he didn't look like he looked at me and goes, oh God.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you want it to be a mutual thing. And so I thought, like, you know, this is something that I'm interested in. You never want to, I mean, I've gone to blind dates before where you go in and you go, what was my
so you have
fucking,
been on a blind date.
I have been on a blind date.
Oh my God, we didn't cover this topic.
Yeah, I have been on a blind date. And it's really, my friend was like, you're going to hit it off. And I was like, can I see a picture? And they were like, no, you're going to hit it off. Don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, like, you know my type. It was somebody that was not remotely interested in.
Hmm.
And just honestly, it was just never going to work.
On the scale of blind dates, is this...
This was
one to ten.
This was like a seven, and I thought I had a good personality. So
okay.
I'm interested. This is
good. What do you think Michael will say? What do you think his opinion is going to be about how this date went?
I think he's probably going to say, "I wish he would have shut the fuck up," like he talked the entire time. But hopefully, he says like, you know, he seemed like a genuine person. He put himself out there, and he was handsomely good looking, devilishly. Thank you. And no, I think that I want him to say that he's interested because we always want to be liked.
Yeah.
And that that he sees a second date in the future.
All right. So there's hope and love in the air.
There is.
All right. So we're going to bring in Michael and we're going to be seeing if, you know, if he's down to date.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Honesty time.
So honesty time. So this is the time when we get really real. We see how the entirety of the date has gone. So when James came in, when you first saw James, what was your first impression?
Oh, I thought he was really cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is good. I like. What was the first thing you thought? Like, what was the first thing that stood out?
Well, we were talking about blonde hair, blue eye, and he came in sandy hair, blue eye.
Okay.
Well, I think his were like, so he had sandy hair, and then it's almost like blue, green eyes.
Okay. Like, yeah, like the lighter, the lighter eye. So he's your initial type.
He's my initial type.
Okay, yeah. This is good. And as the date progressed, do you feel like there were any red flags or anything that you kind of were worried about?
Not red flags. I think if we were to go on another date, I would kind of, you know, question like how he feels about, you know, coming out to his family and whatnot. That's a...
Yeah.
Like he said, it's a big step. But other than that, like, no.
Well, it's a scary thing to go into.
Yeah, yeah.
In a relationship, knowing that is like something you have to go through together. I mean, it's with already, them, you know, with them. So that's, it could
but
be very intimidating.
Not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker. It takes everyone their own time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
and we all know that if you're gay.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're straight and intelligent.
Yes. No, I mean, in general, it's always difficult to go against the fam.
Yeah.
You know?
No one like you were saying about
Mamacita,
your own situation.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Mamacita, she's a force to be reckoned with.
awesome.
So how do you feel like James will feel? How do you think he'll feel the date went?
I feel good about it, but there's always that unknown. You know, there's where the fear lies. You're like, I feel good about it, but I'm not sure what his answer will be or how it'll turn out. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like he tends to be someone that is really jokey, really funny, but then he gets serious.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was almost a flip. I thought it was like jokey, and then it's like, oh no, you said that. But yeah, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, it's good to see the different elements of it. He's definitely outspoken.
For sure.
Yeah, completely.
For sure.
Do you normally, is that normally your type, someone who's just like out there, outspoken, like very energetic?
I don't feel like I've dated a lot of people that were, and I do like that. There's almost a little fight in them, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, a little spice. Be like a little spice.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think it'd be, too boring otherwise.
Yeah, life's too boring without spice. You know, you got to add your condiments and, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Or else it's just, you know, a plain sandwich. I don't
Probably.
Know where I was going with that metaphor. I was really thinking it was me something cool.
I'm right there with you, especially with the red wine.
I know, exactly. Red wine really just like mellows everything out, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to bring in James and we're going to see if you guys are down to date.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Moment of truth. Alrighty, so I got a little bit of insight from you both. Now it's the moment of the truth. This is the ultimate honesty time. We're going to see if you guys are both down to date. So in front of you, you guys have a card. Oh, you both have sunglasses, too.
We do.
Something else
we
you
do.
Have in common.
Yeah.
One side it says not, the other side it says down. If you guys are down to date, you're going to show the downside and in your microphone say down. If not, then not. I'm going to... We have until the count of three. Are you guys ready?
So we're going to say it, too?
Yes, you're going to say it as well for the podcast listeners, you know.
Perfect.
Don't want to keep them in anticipation.
Yeah, they'll never know.
Alrighty. One, two, three.
Oh.
I'm down.
Both down, both down. Yeah. Oh, you're a trickster. I was like thinking for a second you're going to do not.
No.
And you had me.
No, I think you were nervous, but I wanna see.
I'm nervous.
I wanna see if you're as nervous after hours.
After this.
Oh, okay. So maybe
I was trying to trick him down here, but he can't see what's down here.
Being secretive.
I know.
Secretive with it.
Exactly.
Well, I'm happy you guys are down to date, and I want to hear updates on your, you know,
Yeah.
Next date.
Totally. Where are we going to go?
What's going on? Ooh.
Olive Garden.
Oh,
never mind. Not.
Great breadsticks. Guys, I have to say, I like Olive Garden's breadsticks. I have not found a match. All right, this has been Down to Date. I'm your host, Kendall Long. Thank you so much for listening. And if you guys liked what you heard, make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Also, you can follow us on our Instagram, Down to Date Podcast, and see who else is down to date.